Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollar. Stockhouse investors tend to be resource investors, primarily mining and energy. This is not surprising given that Canada is a resource-rich nation and the global capital for the junior mining industry. But what about diversification? Even the most enthusiastic resource investors generally want at least some exposure to other sectors. Why not animal health? Healthcare is a growth industry with respect to human health, but it's a mature industry where large cap companies control most of the sector. In contrast, animal health is an emerging growth sector in the healthcare space, offering a level of blue sky potential not available in human healthcare. The pet pharma market alone is a $10 billion a year market. In this large and growing sector, roughly 60% of all drugs dispensed for use on companion animals like dogs and cats and horses are human drugs designed for human physiology. This opens up a tremendous opportunity for companies producing pharmaceuticals and related products specifically for animal health care. One of the companies seeking to fill this large void is Zomedica Pharmaceuticals Corp. In contrast to human pharmaceutical products, drug development for companion animals is lower risk thanks to the less costly R&D model and shorter regulatory process. This adds up to the capacity to deliver pipeline value much earlier when compared to a human pharma company. The greatest opportunity for investment in animal health is right here in North America. The U.S. alone has 57,000 practicing veterinarians focused on companion animals. We love our pets. We want them to receive quality health care. Zomedica's mission is to assist veterinarians in providing a superior level of health for companion animals while capitalizing on the market opportunities in this underserved subsector. Hi, I'm Jeff Nielsen, Head of Editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with the Chief Financial Officer, Shanice Rampertab, as well as the company's Chief Operations Officer, Stephanie Morley, a doctor of veterinary medicine. We're here today to provide investors with an in-depth perspective on Zomedica Pharmaceuticals. Thanks for joining me today, Shanice and Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm not used to having two people on the line at the same time, so I'm just going to toss the questions out and, you know, let you decide who wishes to answer each one of them. How does that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay, so here's my first question. What are the key differences between veterinary medicine and human medicine?
Well, I will answer that first. Coming from the clinical perspective, as a practicing veterinarian, companion animal medicine is actually very unique compared to human medicine, which most of us humans are more familiar with. As far as roles go, veterinarians really serve both as the clinician and the pharmacist. So typically when you would go see your doctor, they would hand you a prescription and you would have to go fill that prescription at a pharmacy. It's more common in veterinary medicine that when you bring a pet to your veterinarian, that they have the option or the capability to fulfill your prescription in the same office that you just brought your pet to. So that forces the veterinarian to really function in two very different roles, as clinician and pharmacist. They also have patients that are tremendously variable in size and shape. It's not just dogs versus cats, but within the same species, you can have chihuahuas all the way up to Great Danes. Between species, you can have dogs like chihuahuas up to cows that are several tons or horses. So the medications that we need to have and the knowledge we need to have can span a big variety of patients. And our pharmacies that we rely on and our toolkits that we rely on are very much filled with products that are not formulated for our patients. So as you alluded to in the opening, most pharmacy cabinets in a veterinarian's clinic are filled with the majority of drugs that are approved for human use. They have not been approved, safe, or effective, or even formulated for the veterinary sector. Well, I think Shanice can address a little bit more of the differences from an investment perspective.
So once again, we're looking at the difference between vet medicine and human medicine. And from the investment perspective, the payer in the vet industry is the actual pet owner. In the human side, cost of care is subsidized by third-party payers such as HMOs, insurance companies, Medicare, and Medicaid. So very, very different reimbursement process for the vet industry. The next item is product development. The regulatory path for products is very different in the vet space. We have the FDA to contend with, but it's the FDA Center for veterinary medicine. It is a shorter regulatory timetable. It is also less costly. We don't typically go through phase one, phase two, phase three. There are clinical steps we have to abide by, and there are dossiers that need to be filed, but it is quicker and faster and cheaper. Because of these distinctions, what works in the human space isn't always suited for veterinary medicine. ProMedica's advantage is that we have two clinical vets in executive management, Dr. Morley being one of them, and they're able to provide voice of customer so we can quickly assess new solutions, technologies from the customer's unique perspective.
Well, thanks for that explanation. But the phrase animal health itself is extremely broad. Could you break this down into the individual segments of this sector?
Of course. Globally, the animal health market is segmented in a variety of ways. Specifically by animal, we have two categories. Production animals, which includes livestock and poultry, that represents about 59% of the animal health market. 41% of this market is companion animals, which represents our pets, dogs, cats, and horses. And this 41% of the animal health market is growing at a 4.9% compounded annual growth rate. Geographically speaking, 47% of the animal health market is based in the Americas. ProMedica's market position is unique in that we're developing both therapeutics and diagnostics specifically for these companion animals by focusing on the unmet needs of clinical veterinarians. Not a lot of our companies of our size are focusing on diagnostics. Not a lot of animal health companies our size are publicly traded. This is what makes us unique.
Well, I think you might have partially answered my next question already, but let me toss it out. Why has ProMedica initially chosen to focus specifically on the pharmaceutical and diagnostics markets for companion animals?
I can address that a little bit more fully. As Shamiz alluded to, the speed to market for animal health drugs is significantly shorter than those of human drugs because our preclinical work is done in the target species. So we're doing our preclinical work in the animals that are the intended users of the medications when approved. However, there is a difference between the companion animal regulatory process and that of what we would consider a production animal or an animal that is intended for human consumption. So if we are to develop a drug for, say, a cow or a pig or a chicken, there's a significantly longer regulatory burden or a bigger burden on those species than on companion animal. So we have chosen to focus on the companion animals or pets because of that shorter regulatory process. Also, it's just internal knowledge. As Shamiz alluded to, we have several clinical veterinarians in our management team, and we are specifically small animal veterinarians. So we feel it's a market we have an intimate understanding of and one that we know is underserved.
Well, this leads us to the company's active R&D projects. What products are you currently developing in your core drug pipeline?
Well, we've initiated the regulatory process for four drugs. We have VM-007 and VM-012, which are both in different formulations of a drug called metronidazole. One is an oral formulation in tablet form, and the other is a suspension form. The purpose for those two different formulations is to allow us for more accurate dosing of smaller dog breeds and puppies. And the tablet formulation that's currently only available as a human generic is very large and bitter tasting, even difficult for humans to take sometimes. So it's very challenging to get a dog to take it. It is one of the most highly used drugs in a clinical veterinary pharmacy cabinet for the treatment of diarrhea. And therefore, it's something they rely on a daily basis, but it's not formulated for their patients. We're also taking the opportunity to develop two transdermal products for cats that would be applied on the inside of the cat's ear. One is VM-006, which is transdermal methimazole. It is very commonly used in veterinary medicine to treat a metabolic disorder called hyperthyroidism. And we're also developing VM-011, which is a transdermal formulation of fluoxetine or Prozac. We're looking to treat cat behavioral disorders such as inappropriate urination. We know that veterinarians are already using all of these products, but they're only available as human-approved versions or from compounding pharmacies. So we believe by taking these drugs through the FDA CVM rigorous regulatory process and validating them safe and effective for animal use will help to bring revenue back into the veterinarian's clinic and also provide ProMedica with exclusivity to these products.
Well, that's all really interesting. However, my understanding is that Zomedica is much more than just an animal drug company. Could you please talk about the other growth division within your operations?
Absolutely. We also are developing a diagnostics division because we believe there's an opportunity for Zomedica to give veterinarians better answers in addition to better treatments for their pet patients. For example, we know canine cancer is one of the most commonly diagnosed diseases in a small animal clinic, but it can be expensive and difficult to diagnose. So we've identified a technology that, through a partnership with a company called Celsi Diagnostics, to test the feasibility of their liquid biopsy technology for a veterinary application as a canine cancer diagnostic. The question we'd be answering would be, what would happen if a veterinarian had an affordable and easy test that could indicate a cancer diagnosis without the need for an invasive tissue biopsy or expensive imaging? Liquid biopsy is a cutting-edge emerging technology right now in human medicine, and Zomedica is looking to bring that same innovation to veterinary medicine. We're actively looking to expand our diagnostic pipeline through M&A and in-licensing opportunities as well that will involve technologies appropriate for the vet med space, translational research opportunities that will give our vets better answers in an affordable manner.
Definitely some blue sky potential there. As you balance the growth opportunities in pet pharmaceutical products and companion animal diagnostics, what is the company's long-term strategy?
Our medium to long-term strategy includes, we're currently listed on the TSX Venture Exchange. We plan on cross-listing to a U.S. exchange to provide better liquidity for our investors and tap into deeper pools of capital within the U.S. Next, as Dr. Morley mentioned, we do plan on building our business through M&A opportunities. We will acquire both organically and inorganic M&A opportunities. So we are going to be a high-growth type of company. And finally, Dr. Morley also mentioned a number of our drugs. We will have some significant clinical data over the next few years on our pipeline development projects. And we think the risk-reward on those projects will be quite appealing for investors.
Well, you've certainly given our investor audience quite a bit to chew on. Let me provide a brief summary here. Zomedica Pharmaceuticals is dedicated to providing pet pharmaceutical and diagnostic solutions to an underserved market. As the company seeks to bring improvements to veterinary medicine, its shareholders have the opportunity to capitalize on the blue sky potential of this emerging health subsector. As always, investors are advised to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I've been speaking with Zomedica Chief Financial Officer Shameze Rampertab and COO Stephanie Morley. Thanks for spending time with me today, Shameze and Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.